It is the Anfield Wraps Friday show. Coming up, we've got Alan Wares on Brighton, Jack Collins on Fulham, and Alex Hurst on Newcastle United. I've got Dan Austin and Mo Stewart here, recording it slightly earlier this afternoon than we normally do. I want to move on with the 12:30 first and foremost, Dan. Newcastle United versus Man City. We'll get to Alex in a minute or two. There's always something with City. There's breaking news about something to do with Associated Party rules that, to me, already looks like it's blown out of all proportion, but we'll see in a minute or two. There's now the idea that they are Rodri-less. They're in the midst of a little bit of a relatively tough run. But the ultimate thing, and I think you see it in the game against Arsenal all the way through until the bitter, bitter end, is they've got the big fella. And I quite like his move from authoritarian robot of your nightmares to great lad, would have a pint. I think he's always been in the latter camp, but I like it whenever he gets to really show it. And, you know, he's amongst the greatest living footballers right now, as far as I'm concerned.
I think he's always come across as just quite funny.
Yeah, really. Yeah, that's what I think.
Including when you kind of first heard of and from him when he was at Salzburg. I don't think... Even though his demeanour, like the way he plays and the way he scores, might seem like, I don't think he actually takes himself that seriously, which I think for someone who is at the top of whatever their field is actually quite nice. I'm really interested to see what they do. I think Guardiola will take it as a huge challenge and something to actually be relished, in a way that he's got a big problem to solve. I'm not saying he would have wanted it to happen by any means, but I think whereas maybe some other people would look at it and think, oh no, that's a nightmare, and how on earth are we possibly going to cope? I think the way that he is and the way that he works, I think he will really love the idea of having something new to deal with and new to create, I suppose. I think in the short term, it might be a lot of Kovacic and Rico Lewis playing as a two in like a 4-2-3-1. Maybe as time goes by, it might be a bit of John Stones. Once players like De Bruyne and Foden are fully fit and integrated, maybe someone like Bernardo Silva would drop back. But for now, I think a lot of the burden will fall on Kovacic and Rico Lewis, who are both excellent players anyway. Won't do it in the same way that Rodri has, but even though it's a small squad, and I was surprised, given the change in the Champions League format, that they didn't just add maybe two extra bodies more than anything in the summer to cope with that. They've still got a squad of 18 and 19 players that are excellent.